Westwood One presents Live from Gillies. Brought to you by Dodge, maker of Ram Tough Dodge Trucks and your Dodge truck dealer. Also brought to you by the makers of Franco American SpaghettiOs. More than just delicious. Hello, everybody. This is Jim Duncan with a very special hour of music from Gillies in Pasadena, Texas. The live show that you're about to hear was performed before a capacity crowd in Gillies' gigantic rodeo arena. And as you'll find out, everyone had a great time. Right now, it's a real pleasure to bring you the Charlie Daniels Band.
Good evening, Pasadena, Texas. It's a privilege and an honor to be with you this evening. We're the Charlie Daniels Band from Mount Juliet, Tennessee. We appreciate you coming out, and we're sure going to try to make it worth your while.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixed to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, well, they're gonna go straight to hell. Gonna put her feet back on the paths of righteousness and men. God bless America again. Never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, good teacher, you never did think that we'd ever get together again. Oh, a damn show, good joy. Why can't we fight every time we roll out again? Here in America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From a sound up in Long Island, out of San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. Now we may have done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you take that to the bank. That's cowboys and the hippies, and the rebels and the yanks. Just go and lay your hand on a Houston oil fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In the very good teaching, you never did think that we'd ever get together again. Oh, a damn show, booze, or a walking room crowd, and we're talking real loud again. Here in America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. Stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon. Kind of like old Dick Hound, I like to lay around in the shade. I ain't got no money, but a damn sure got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Where's your man talking on TV, putting down the rock and roll? Wants me to send a donation, cause he's worried about my soul. Said Jesus walked on the water, and I know that it's true. But sometimes I think that preacher man would like to do a little walking too. So I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, then just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Politician wants to vote. I don't want much of nothing at all, but it will take another toll. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
Thank you so much. I was born a long way away from here over in the low grounds of North Carolina. There's a place down there that we wrote a song about a few years ago. And it's about probably the onerous piece of real estate you ever set foot in. This is called The Legend of Woody Swamp. If you ever go back in the Woody Swamp, well, you better not go at night. Things out there that beat in the woods will make a strong man die for pride. Things that crawl and things that fly and things that give around on the ground. And they say the ghost of Alicia's Clay gets up and he walks around. But I couldn't believe it, I just had to find out for myself. And I couldn't conceive it, cause I never would listen to nobody else. And I couldn't believe it, just had to find out for myself. There's some things in this world you just can't explain. Old man lived in the Woody Swamp way back in Booger Woods. And it never did do a lot of harm in the world, but it never did do no good. People didn't think too much of him, they all thought he acted funny. Old man didn't care about people anyway, all he cared about was his money. He stuffed it all down in the mason jars and buried it all around. And on certain nights, if the moon was right, he'd dig it up out of the ground. And he'd pour it all out on the floor of his shack and run his fingers through it. Yeah, Lucius Clay was a greedy old man, that's all that there was to it. But I couldn't believe it, I just had to find out for myself. And I couldn't conceive it, I never would have listened.
There's some things in his worry this can't explain. Cable boys is white trash. They lived over on Carver's Creek. And they were mean as a snake, sneaky as a cat, belligerent when it's fake. One night the oldest brother said, y'all meet me in the wooded swamp later, and we'll take old Lucius' money and we'll feed him to the alligators. Found the old man out in the back with a shovel in his hand, 13 rusty mason jars and just dug up out of the sand. They all went crazy and they beat the old man and they picked him up off the ground. Then they threw him in the swamp and stood there and laughed as the black water sucked him down. Then they turned around and went back to the shack, picked up the money and ran. Hadn't gone nowhere when they realized they were running in quicksand. And they struggled and they screamed, but they couldn't get away. And just before they went under, they could hear that old man laughing in a voice as loud as thunder. That's been 50 years ago, and you go by there yet. And there's a spot in the yard in the back of that shack where the ground is always wet. And on certain nights, if the moon was right down by that dark foot path, you could hear three young men screaming. You could hear one old man laugh. Go back in the woods, my way, better not go at night. Things out there in the middle of the woods that make a strong man die from fight. Things that crawl, things that lie, things that live around on the ground. And they say the ghost of a Lucius Clay gets up and he walks around. But I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself and I couldn't believe it. Cause I never would listen to nobody else and I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for there's some things in this world you just can't explain. Some things in this world you just can't explain.
Thank you!
Announcing a major challenge to Ford and Chevy trucks. Dodge challenged Ford and Chevy years ago with a 550 protection plan on all the cars we build. Ford and Chevy have yet to meet that challenge. Well, Dodge can't wait for that challenge to be met before we issue another one. For 1985, we're extending our 550 coverage to include the hardest working vehicles we build, our full line of American-built trucks. All our full-size Dodge pickups and Ram Chargers 2 and 4-wheel drive are covered. All our vans and wagons, even our revolutionary Dodge Mini Ram vans and caravans are covered. Covered for 5 full years or 50,000 long miles. This limited warranty covers the engine, powertrain, and outer body rust-through for 5 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. Fleets and leases are excluded and a deductible applies. See your dealer for details. Only Dodge offers 550 truck protection. Not Ford, not Chevy. Only Dodge puts its money where its mouth is.
You're running away?
Yep, Dad. I'm off to the Yukon.
Tough country.
No problem. I'm taking lots of Franco-American SpaghettiOs with meatballs.
Well, the Yukon's loaded with bears.
So, Franco-American's got more protein and carbohydrates than a hot dog. I'll run fast.
The winters are freezing.
Franco-American's got lots of vitamins and iron. I'll build a cabin.
But what happens when you run out of Franco-American?
Buy more.
Not in the Yukon.
Maybe it won't stay that long.
Franco-American, it's more than just delicious.
We'll be right back in just a moment with more of the Charlie Daniels Band, live from Gillies.
They call up to the home, to tell them all. Send a letter in the mail. Said I'm hung up here in Dallas. And they won't let me out of this jail if she asks you how I'm faring. Said I'm just about to lose my mind. About old John Lee Walker and the girl I left behind. John Lee Walker was a car mechanic, had a hand for trouble and an eye for cash. Luckiest man in Dallas County, had a gold watch chain in a back bush cash, got a pitch blade knife in his left hip pocket, had a 44 hog leg under his coat. Cut you down in a New York minute. If they catch you cheating, that was all she wrote. Just call up to the home, to tell them home. Send her a letter in the mail. about to lose my mind. Worried about old John Lee Walker and the girl I left behind. I just got to town this Friday evening, and I sure as hell didn't mean to stay. I was on my way back to Louisiana. Had a powerful thirst, 6 months pay. I'm in a peroxide blonde in a bar on D-Fay on my. I was flying high and feeling mean. Poured down a bottle and a half of red eye. I dropped $35 in the slot machine, and the boys in the back was a dealing seven car. I sat down and won me 110. I was wrecking at chips like Brent took Richmond. The big John Lee come was strolling in, running your red dog to table like a 707. Pretty soon he done won all of my bread. I accused him of cheating, he reached for a pistol. Got a chair and I went upside of his head, then I took off running like a motorcycle. Heard the bullets riding in the siren wheel. Took at the cops in Dallas County. Put one coon ass boy in jail. It's called a tootie on the devil. Sit there later in the bail. Till I'm hung up in Dallas. And they won't let me out of this jail. And she asks you how I'm faring. Till I'm just about to lose my mind. Worried about old John Lee Walker and the girl I left behind. Called Judy on the telephone. Send her a letter in the mail.
Oh, send her a letter in the mail.
Tell her I'm hung up in Dallas.
Tell her I'm hung up in Dallas.
They won't let me out of this jail. If she asks you how I'm faring, tell her I'm just about to lose my mind. Worried about old John Lee Walker and the girl I left behind.
Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate it. Freight train down at the station, and I don't care where I go. I'm gonna climb a mountain, the highest mountain. I'm gonna jump off and ain't nobody gonna know. Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman's been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman you been doing to me? Am I gonna find me a hole in the wall? I'm gonna crawl inside and die. All because that woman, a big old woman, had the nerve to tell me goodbye. Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman, what you been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman, what you been doing to me? Mm-hmm. take it as far as I can, and I ain't never coming back. Gonna catch a southbound all the way to Georgia, down to where the railroad train runs out of track. Can't you see? Can't you see? What the woman she can do to me? Can't you see? Can't you see? What the woman she been doing to me? Can't you see what that woman hunch been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman hunch been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman hunch been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see? What that woman's been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see? What that woman's been doing to me? What I can't see, what I can't see, what I can't see, what I can't see, what that woman's been doing to me? What I can't see, what I can't see, what I can't see. You've been doing to me. Thank you.
Dodge announces the best truck warranty in the business. It's the same 550 warranty we pioneered on the cars we build. Now we're extending this coverage to every truck we build. Dodge announces the 550 Truck Protection Plan. For $85, every new Dodge full-size pickup, van, wagon, and Ram Charger, two- and four-wheel drive, is covered by a limited warranty on the engine, powertrain, and outer-body rust-through for 5 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. Fleets and leases are excluded and a deductible applies. See your dealer for details. Success gives us the confidence to back our trucks this well. Our light truck sales have increased a remarkable 127% when you compare the first 9 months of the 84 model year to the comparable period in the 81 model year. Only Dodge offers 550 truck protection. Not Ford, not Chevy, not the imports. Others talk tough. Dodge puts its money where its mouth is with America's best backed trucks.
Roger Staubach for Rolaids.
How do you spell relief?
Roger, ever go to a ball game and not eat a hot dog? For 100% relief from heartburn, it's R-O-L-A-I-D-S. What could be better than 100%?
Like a sponge, Rolaids antacid medicine consumes 100% of the acid required to give millions 100% relief. For occasional use, only as directed.
How do you spell relief?
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. I've tried them all, but me? I take Rolaids out of the ball game.
For millions of Americans, Rolaids spells 100% relief.
The fun has just begun. Stay with us for lots more of the Charlie Daniels Band, live from Gillies.
Stoker Ace was born to race. He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with the devil's nerve. Make a car dance across the mud. All in shine was his regular line till the track got in his blood. Was a real hot shot, you bragged a lot. Man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the feel of the steering wheel and the girls with the bedroom eyes. Then a racing tide or a barroom fight, old Stoker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hellraiser, and a racetrack Romeo.
Mama, lock your daughters up, that wild bunch is back in town. Them little girls get frisky when they hear that race car sound. They're bringing out the yellow flag, somebody's brakes have failed. There's all slick on the inside and a wreck along the rail. You better stand on the stroker, cause the bandit's on your tail. It's a downright joy to a country boy when he hears them engines moan. But you gotta hang tough, it gets real rough when you're out there on your own. Cause he'll push you around, knock you down, shove you up against the wall. And you always know if the engine blows that a man can't win them all. You can push that car just a little too far any Sunday afternoon. Or you could break your neck some damn fool wreck, they'd forget about it soon. Old Stroker Ace is born to race, and it's worth all the trying. To drink champagne in the victory lane and to hear that concrete whine. Stroker, get your dander up, this ain't no time to lag. You got to make a lap up if you're gonna take that checkered flag. Number 10 is closing in to even up the score. It's time to wave my line, put the pedal on the floor. You better stand on the stroker, cause you're blowing off their door. Blow the doors off, stroker. Stand on it, son. Ah, you good-looking devil, you.
Thank you. Trip out to L.A., kind of tooling along in my Chevrolet. I took an old number, digging on the radio. Just as I crossed that Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine. I knew that left rear tire was just about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got uptight because there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could and went to stop the car. It was right in front of this little RAR, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Stubbed my hair up under my hat, went in and told the bartender I'd had a flat. Would he be kind enough to give me change for one? There's one thing I'm sure proud to see. They want a soul in the place ever him and me, and he just looked disgusted, pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road away. He said, well, we ain't very busy today, and we can have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. Said, you just stay right where you're at, and I didn't even bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. Sat down at the bar and some guy walked in and said, who owns that car with the gun racks and the mag wheels and four to blow up? He looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and I headed for the door. Just when I thought I was gonna get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick, some feller's green teeth. I was almost at the door when the biggest one said, you tip your hat to this lady, son. When I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Last thing I wanted was to get in a fight. Jackson, Mississippi on Saturday night, especially when there was six of them and only one of me. They all started laughing. I got feeling sick. I knew I better think of something pretty quick. So I just reached out, kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. He let out a yell, I'm gonna curl your hair. But before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, watch your folks, he's a thoroughly dangerous man. Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI. He's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else looking and listening to me, and I just laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Reagan stickers off the bumpers of cars, even voted for Sherwood Cryer for president? He's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pink old fags. Bet he's even got a comic flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I can tell you guys. Now, he may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage. They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now, just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life." "Well, I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch. I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't stay around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. When I hit the ground, I was making tracks. They were just taking my car down off the jack. I threw the man 20, jumped in, fired that mother. You know, Carol Yarborough would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out that door, heading toward me and a child. I knew I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun, chasing them all just once around the parking lot. They had a ton of cars now hitting the gas, running around ahead of them off at the pass. I was swinging gravel, putting a ton of dust in the air. I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads on fire and their asses was catching, but I figured I better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit that road, I was really wheeling, that gravel flying and rubber squealing. So down till I was almost dark and soft. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if everybody would think I'd flip if I went to L.A. by Omaha. Thank you.
Announcing a major challenge to Ford and Chevy trucks. Dodge challenged Ford and Chevy years ago with a 550 protection plan on all the cars we build. Ford and Chevy have yet to meet that challenge. Well, Dodge can't wait for that challenge to be met before we issue another one. For 1985, we're extending our 550 coverage to include the hardest working vehicles we build, our full line of American-built trucks. All our full-size Dodge pickups and Ram Chargers 2 and 4-wheel drive are covered. All our vans and wagons, even our revolutionary Dodge Mini Ram vans and caravans are covered. Covered for 5 full years or 50,000 long miles. This limited warranty covers the engine, powertrain, and outer body rust-through for 5 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. Fleets and leases are excluded and a deductible applies. See your dealer for details. Only Dodge offers 550 truck protection. Not Ford, not Chevy. Only Dodge puts its money where its mouth is.
Did you pack an umbrella, Daddy?
Check.
A warm scarf?
Check.
Franco-American spaghetti with meatballs?
Honey, it's a short trip. Why do I need Franco-American?
Because it's got more protein than a hot dog. And you don't want to pack a hot dog, do you?
There's food where I'm going.
But will it have as many vitamins and iron as Franco-American?
Okay, Angel. I'll pack the Franco-American. Anything else you want me to take?
Yes.
What?
Me.
Franco-American, it's more than just delicious.
Stay right there. We'll have more of the Charlie Daniels Band after a fast break, live from Gillies.
Side of the tracks came a rowdy, raging Cajun by the name of Rubinac. He was harder than a hickory log and thinner than a rail. He was faster than a copperhead and he won't afraid of hell. He turned 18 in the parish courthouse facing 10 to life about some altercation in a beer joint with a knife. Said, "Judge, I'm in your honor. I hope you understand. But if it happened to here today, I think I'd do it all again. You don't get up in my face and you don't call my mama name. You don't whistle in my kitchen. You don't pull my coon dog's chain. I don't pay no disrespect, but I've been stubborn all my life." He'd been 2 years in prison when his cousin Jake came down. His sister was in trouble in some far off northern town.
broke out of jail that night and left a note behind. So I'll see y'all in a week or two, but till then I'm a hard to find. Found her in a tavern up in Westside Buffalo. Gave her a one-way ticket home, and then he pushed her out the door. And he said, I'm looking for the man done my little sister harm. Who's a soul-destroying punk and stuck a needle in her arm. And some dude back in the corner started making himself small. But he grabbed him by the collar and he pinned him to the wall. Said, you try to run away, you're gonna regret it all of your life. But I'm gonna spare your life. With one sledgehammer fist, he knocked him sprawling on the floor. Then he kicked him in his forking end, then he hit him for the door. He walked on down the sidewalk till he hit the southern trail. Went back to Louisiana and he walked into the jail. Said, I had some business up above the monkey line. But this has all been settled, now I've come to do my time. Hope it didn't cause y'all no trouble, cause I wasn't trying to run away. This fella owed me something and I had to make him pay. Besides, I'm kind of proud I've been a coon ass all my life. Texas sure do make you feel at home.
Space Agent Grok, reporting back from Earth.
Have you observed the male Earthlings as I commanded?
Yes, your starship. The human male begins each day by shaving several layers of skin from his face.
Does that not cause pain?
Yes, your galaxy. Next, they apply a liquid called aftershave, which is mostly alcohol.
And what follows? I see.
The alcohol can also cause drying and irritation.
Logic dictates that the male replaces aftershave with a substance that soothes and protects damaged skin.
Earth has developed such a substance, your stardom. It is called Saxon.
Saxon?
Here's a sample. A non-greasy lotion that penetrates skin quickly.
Did you analyze Saxon?
It contains highly advanced ingredients that soothe freshly shaved skin and relieve dryness and redness.
How do the males react? And Saxon's aroma creates a pleasing sensation in my gorgle.
I have observed this phenomenon among Earth females.
You may go. And Grok.
Yes, your spaceship.
Leave the Saxon with me.
Flight 33 now arriving.
Roger Staubach for Rolaids.
How do you spell relief?
I'm a stewardess. Sometimes I eat three meals in three different time zones. For acid indigestion, it's R-O-L-A-I-D-S. It's got all the strength I need.
Like a sponge, Rolaids antacid medicine consumes 100% of the acid required to give millions 100% relief. For occasional use, only as directed.
How do you spell relief?
R-O-L-A-I-D-S for 100% relief. How can you beat 100%?
For millions of Americans, Rolaids spells 100% relief.
The Charlie Daniels Band will return in just a moment, live from Gillies.
Devil went down to Georgia and he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. Came across this young man, sawing on the fiddle and playing it hard, and the devil jumped up on the hickory stump and said, "Boy, I'll tell you what. You may not even know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. If you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but let's give the devil his due. I'll bet a fiddle of gold against your soul. I think I'm better than you. Boss said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'm going to take that bet, and you're going to regret it, because I'm the best it's ever been. Johnny rousing up here, bow and play your fiddle hard. Boss held for blues in Georgia, and the devil fused cards. And if you and you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, devil will get your soul. Devil opened up his case and he said, I'll start the show. And fire flew from his fingertips. He rolled up his bow. And then he pulled his bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. Then a band of demons joined in. It sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, you know, you're pretty good, old son, but if you'll just flop down in that chair right there, I'm going to show you how this is done. Found the mountain, boys, run. Get to the house of the rising sun. You get in the breath, plan a big and I know. And this dog bite, no chamo. Because he knew that he'd been beat. He laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best I've ever been. They found the mountain run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. You get in the bed, plan a big and I know. Better this dog fight, no child no. We'll be right back.
And with a great sense of loss and a much greater sense of love, we dedicate this next song to Ronnie Van Zant and Tommy Caldwell. Boys are cooking down in Carolina. People down in Florida can't be still when old Leonard Skinner's picking down in Jacksonville. People down in Georgia come from near and far to hear Dickie Betts playing on that red guitar. So gather round, gather round, children, get down. You can get down, children, get loud. You can be loud here and be proud. You can be proud here and be proud. You are a rebel. South's gonna do it again.
To the Charlie Daniels Band, live from Gillies. Live from Gillies is brought to you by Dodge, maker of Ram Tough Dodge Trucks and your Dodge truck dealer. Also brought to you by the folks who make Franco-American SpaghettiOs with meatballs, more than just delicious. Live from Gillies was recorded live and was produced by Jim Duncan in association with Gilly Communications. David and Sandy Brokaw producers. Associate producer Robert Young. Technical director Michael Jordan. Location audio by Bert Freelo, Mike Taylor, and Randy Keyes. Audio mix by Mike Carver and Brad Aaron. Special thanks to Rusty Clark and Charles Garver. Live from Gillies is a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Network. Executive producer Norm Pattis, and I'm Jim Duncan. Join us right here next week for more of your favorite music, live from Gillies.